I want to pitch a use for modify memory. This is only tangentially related because modify memory came up, but I'm still going with it. The way modify memory works is you're supposed to cast a spell, and if you can concentrate for a full minute, you get to fuck with the people's memories. If you're in combat, I think you should be able to cast modify memory on a target, and for every round that you can maintain concentration, that's the level of spell that you get to unprepare. You hit a wizard with it, you concentrate on it for three rounds, he doesn't have fireball prepared anymore. He forgot.
Yeah. So each round, one more and what, like more and more powerful spells.
Potentially more and more powerful spells, because I think this should be a push your luck mechanic. I think this should be something where you hit them and you could on round one be like, no, fucking stop casting grease. My lair is filthy now. Or you hold out for a little bit. You're like, no. I see what you're setting up here. No fireballs. But you have to maintain that concentration for the three rounds. Otherwise, you know, you lost your chance.
I do like it if it was a beholder effect of like of every round, like first level, first round they lose the first level spell, second round they lose the second, and like the wizard is suddenly like, we gotta deal with this thing.
You gotta smack its concentration to send it back to one, but it's always a threat that can
this
build.
This is one of those things, like, I feel like at that point, you could do so much once you get into like the crossbreeding of, not even breeding per se, but you know what I mean, for beholders and mind flayers. Where you start just fucking up people's brains. You look at the fighter and you're just like, hey, guess what? Yeah. You're not proficient in that anymore.
Yeah.
And they don't all have to do this. Like, there could be 12 different options or 20 different options of, like, this is an aberrant thing. Just give them one aberrant ability in addition to what, they could do. And that makes it fun right there. Just keep changing them up. Every beholder should be able to do something unique.
Listen to the rest of this episode at patreon.com/deadghostpro and sign up for a free 7-day trial of bonus clips and both audio and video versions of our Patreon-exclusive DM's notes. That's patreon.com/deadghostpro. The ancient mountainous deserts to the south of Faerun are the places where mortals first raised great temples and unlocked powerful secrets. A kingdom once fractured by infighting has been united under the iron claw of the red dragon, Chazar. The Great Lizard's quest for immortality has become an all-consuming obsession. His need for worshippers has set him on a path against the old gods of these lands, and they will not go quietly. An unlikely cabal of deities has banded together to undermine Chazar and ensure that their temples remain protected and active. They've traced tendrils of fate to preferred timelines, then selected five mortals who had the best chance of bringing those futures to fruition. You will take on the role of one of these chosen, in Death to the Dragon King. Find out more about this Start Playing Games campaign and all of my other available games at aram.gay.